Welcome to The Program Pod, a national award-winning program on the RCBC Podcast Network, which takes a deep dive into the programs offered at RCBC through different perspectives of students, faculty, and employers.
All right, and last but certainly not least, one of our other and final presidential award winners here for RCBC commencement, the first ever that's taking place during a winter. We're going to be combining all three ceremonies. Usually we break it out over a couple of days, but it's going to be Wednesday, December 20th. So whenever you're listening to the podcast or the program pod here on the podcast, is that, you know, we have liberal arts, STEM, and health sciences, even adult basic education is going to be in the mix. But we already spoke with two of our presidential winners, and now I have the other one who's got a story that I can personally relate to. We've heard one kind of similar a couple years past. I had another student, because so many people can relate to your story, and that is, of course, Pamela Zahn, right?
Right.
That's your name.
Yes.
But Pam, as we can keep it for short, right?
Yes.
As we were talking about that off the air, as I'm Jay, but Jason, unless I'm in trouble with my wife or my mother or such, but Pam, you have an incredible story. Before we get to that, though, how you feeling? You just got up there, you're getting ready to do the speech in front of everybody else. How you feeling?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm nervous, but excited, you know. So
nervous for what? For the eyes on you? Just to give the speech? What's the jitters in there for?
I don't know. I really don't know. Just, I guess, you know.
Just the overall experience.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, I don't know. I think I'm more nervous, you know. I asked my mom, like, that was my big thing. I was like, Mom, how do you feel about me doing this? Like, you know, you're going to be there, and just how do you feel? And she was like, you know, if you want to do it, just go out there and do it. You know, she was like, it's your life experience. And, you know, I feel like you're going to be helping somebody. So just do it.
That's what I'd like to ask the other two before you. So why did you want to put your name in the running for the presidential award and be one of the speakers?
I was just hoping I could help somebody. You know, that was my main thing. If I could just help one person out there, you know, that's my goal in life, is to help somebody.
So and you're talking about help, because the people that are listening right now don't know exactly your background yet, because I haven't really given the bio, and they might have seen your story on the website and stuff. So when you're talking about help somebody, where does that come from? So that obviously comes from your story. So why don't you go ahead and share it?
So for a long, long time, I suffered from alcoholism and addiction. And it took me down a deep, dark path. I was incarcerated for 3 years, 3 months and 30 days. I was in Edna Mahan Correctional Facility. And I could have went and, you know, just did whatever drugs and alcohol came in there. Or I could have, you know, decided to change my life around. And I decided to change my life around. You know, I worked hard every single day I was in there to change my life around. And, you know, I came out and just started my life around. I'd had three goals. And, you know, my three goals were to stay sober, volunteer, and come back to school and graduate and get my drug and alcohol counseling certificate and my associates in human services. And right now I'm graduating with my drug and alcohol counseling certificate.
That's
then
awesome.
Next semester I'll get my associates in human services. So
and you're doing the volunteering?
Yes, right. I'm volunteering. I Souls for Souls, and then also at Friends for Burlington County Animal Shelter.
Yeah.
So, and I'm sober now for 6 years. It'll be 7 years in March.
Awesome.
So
that's awesome stuff. I know.
Yeah.
I said I've been personally affected. I lost my brother-in-law to it. I've seen my friends, like yourself, in and out of jail, but they got themselves back together. My one's getting ready to graduate now with the master's at Rutgers. So when I get to hear stories, I get chills about it, because it touches. I know there's a lot of people that are truly affected with yourself. I know the struggle that you're going through, and I'm kind of getting emotional myself because I've seen what they went through, and it's not easy, right?
It's not easy.
No, every day you wake up and you never know. You can slip up, but you're not. You're doing everything else that's great, and I think that's what there could be, like, that someone that's here in that audience. I think you said not so much a student, but getting your voice out there, and I'm so glad that you put yourself in the running to become, you know, a presidential award winner. And here you are. Now you're in front of everybody else. You're sharing your story. We're warming you up, going through your speech, trying to get you to, you know, to deliver. So I guess it's a softball, easy question, though, because you could choose anything. Obviously, wanted to get better. But when you're going back to get education, go back to school, try to figure yourself out. But you specifically chose like the drug and alcohol addiction certification and we're going for. Why?
You know, I've been in these people's shoes. I've been through the ups and downs, you know, and I feel a personal connection to these people. And I feel like I can help them each and every day. I, you know, it's me sitting there.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
In many ways, you know? And
it's tough for somebody else on that side that they're getting their drug and alcohol addiction certification, their guidance counselors and stuff. But were they incarcerated, right? Were they in jail? Were they on the streets doing that? Maybe they were, maybe they weren't. You were, like you said, you were that person. So you know how that person's definitely going through, living that daily battle. So.
You know, I was in a rehab one time and I was sitting there, you know, and I knew about AA and having how important AA is in somebody's recovery. And I was going to AA all the time and I was so into AA. And one of the counselors looked at me and said to me, "So when are you going to stop going to AA?" And I looked at her and I said, "You don't ever stop going to AA. You're going to always go to AA." And then she said, "Oh, I thought you should just stop going." And I'm like looking at her. I'm like, "And you're a counselor? You're like a counselor in this field and you just say you can stop going?"
Yeah.
"No, that's, you don't ever stop going." And I just looked at her like, and I'm thinking, you know, I'm just thinking in my head, like, "I don't think you should be in this field, lady." Like, no, that's not something you just stop doing, you know? And that's, I said in my speech, I'm like, and I said, you know, when I talked about sobriety, I said, that's something that's going to be, you know, is going to be a goal of mine forever. It's never going to stop, you know? It's going to be an ongoing goal of mine for the rest of my life.
Yeah, and I think that also might have inspired even more to go here and get your degree and do that because you're just like, "I need to be better than that person," and
yes,
go be that type of counselor and stuff. So here you are. So what, I guess, is next? Do you have a particular place you want to go to, a particular organization, or, you know, what's the next chapter?
So I'm doing my internship at an outpatient rehab called Solstice in Pemberton. So I'm doing my internship there. I'm also going, like I said, I'm getting my associate's in human services. So here, and then I'm going to be going on for my bachelor's. And I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that Solstice will just hire me on. But I do want to continue for my bachelor's and just continue on up the ladder, you know, from there. And I'm hoping Solstice will hire me on. I do want to continue on for my master's. I want to get licensed, you know, and just continue on with my education and just follow up on the ladder.
That's awesome.
You know?
Yeah. It's an incredible story from where you were to where you're going, you know, where you're here now and to where you're obviously going, lifelong learning, as they say. So I guess RCBC prepare you well enough to get you to,
of course,
stepping stones. Yeah,
of course.
Favorite moment, anything, teacher?
Yeah. Bryna Cedar. She's, yeah, my favorite. I'm also the president of the Human Services Club and she's the, what do you call it? She's the leader of that, you,
okay,
know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
So, and she's been my teacher in almost every human services class that I've had. And she's the one that got me to apply for the speaker,
okay,
thing. I was like really on the fence about it, but she was like, "Just go for it. You're really gonna help somebody." And she's given me a lot of my confidence. A lot of my confidence. You know, she's stuck behind me through a lot. And, you know, she's just great.
Yeah, that's, I think, a beautiful thing about RCBC is you have a lot more kind of like one-on-one interpersonal relationships compared to like a big school, right? Mm-hmm. It's like they take you in as your own, and it's glad to see that. I can kind of see it in your face. It's kind of hard to describe, you know, on a podcast and such, but, you know, in just a few days, you know, you're going to, you know, she's going to help you and get to that point where you're going to be speaking in front of a lot of your peers. You know, you're going to get that message out there. It's an incredible story to share, and I'm glad you're able to, you know, come on the program pod here. So some parting words for your fellow classmates, you know, to like something inspirational you'd like to say to your fellow classmates, or even, like I said, as you said before off the mic, doesn't necessarily have to be a student. It could be someone listening out there. What would you like to say?
Just do it and just realize you can do anything no matter what it is that you're trying to do, and life is worth it, and sobriety is worth it, and yeah, life is worth it no matter what. No matter what it is that you're going through, you can get through it one day at a time, one second at a time, one moment at a time.
And you truly are a living example of it. Like you said, you could have went the other way and you didn't, and I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
You know,
that means a lot. Thank you so much. I'm glad you can see that.
Yes.
Thank you.
So you're here. I'm happy for you before I start crying on the mic. So, again, I'm so happy for you, and thanks for coming on the show. I look forward to seeing you give your speech on Wednesday. And once again, thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much.
See you, Pam. Man, talk about emotions right there. I mean, seriously, chills, you know, almost crying in front of her. But Pam, with such an incredible story and just inspirational story for others who might be battling their own demons. And of course, she crushed it during her speech at the winter commencement, which we'll hear a clip from shortly. But for now, let's take it down to our marketing intern, Eli, who had a chance to catch up with some of those students before the liberal arts ceremony was about to take place.
My name is Eli. I'm here with
Tyler Gurrier.
Cool. And then you mentioned that you took classes online while here at RCBC. Can you speak more on that and how the experience really was for you?
Yeah, my first time on campus was to pick my cap and gown up. I have been online for the past 2.5 years, and for me it was awesome. I've been able to work full time. I am a full time wife, about to have a baby. So for me, I've been able to, you know, continue my education, but also continue, you know, providing for what I need to do in my life. So it's been an awesome experience, and the staff has been awesome, and still getting to know peers online is still just as awesome.
That's really great to hear. And more on that, is this something that you would recommend to your fellow friends or fellow RCBC students to do, given the flexibility and the convenience of it that allows you to do other things part of your life?
Yeah, I definitely think having a good plan is key. It'll help you stay on track, and also utilizing your advisors. Without them, I probably would be way far behind. So just staying motivated and having a drive too, because it's all on your own to be able to do it. So, but I really recommend it. I think it was awesome.
Awesome. It's great to hear. And then what would you say, given that you had such a unique experience, I don't know how well you'd be able to answer this question, but what piece of advice would you give to fellow RCBC graduates based on your RCBC experience as a whole? Do you have anything to say on that?
I would say the experience was great. It's straightforward, close to home. If you're coming to school, you know, you'll know some faces from high school, but if you're online, you know, you can coordinate where if you needed to come to school, but just work on what you're really interested in. And if you need to take a break to figure it out, school will be there for you. So it's okay.
All right. Thank you so much. My name is Eli. I'm here with
Rob.
Rob, I got to ask you, well, first and foremost, congratulations. I wanted to ask you, what would you say is the most memorable thing that you have from RCBC that you'll take with you from life?
Sure. I would say the Student Success Center. I feel like that really helped me out a lot here at RCBC, and it really helped prepare me for the future. So that's what I would say I'm most grateful for.
Would you say majority of your relationships and bonds that you created during your time here at RCBC came from the SSC or inside the classroom, outside the classroom? What would you say on that?
Yeah, I would say definitely the classroom is where I found most relationships with people. Just really people with the same major as me, I found. It was really easy to get along with them.
Gotcha. Would you say, so this is your second, fourth year here, or are you graduating with an associate's, bachelor's from 3+1?
Sure, so I'm graduating with an associate's in business administration, and I transferred to Drexel University.
Cool. Obviously, there's a lot of stigmatism behind, you know, community college and, you know, opposed to regular four-year institutions. Would you say this really met your expectations, surpassed them? What would you say on that?
I would say definitely surpassed my expectations. You know, there definitely is a stigma behind community college, and I think it's such a great thing to be involved with. You know, it's a great way to save money, and it's a great way to academically get ahead. And overall, I just really enjoyed my experience here.
Yeah, appreciate it. And then last but not least, I got to ask you, what would you say is some advice that you give to fellow graduates or upcoming graduates who are going to be in your shoes sooner rather than later?
Sure. I would say just get involved with the school. I feel like that was something I didn't really utilize as much as I wish I did. You know, just get involved with clubs, find a good group of people. That would definitely make school a lot more enjoyable.
I appreciate it, bro. Once again, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, bro. Appreciate it.
Great work from Eli right there. And loved hearing that story about the full-time wife who was expecting a baby on the way, but also never stepping foot on campus because all her courses were online. But she finally did when she was able to arrive here and achieve her degree. So, way to go, Mom. But now, as promised, let's hear a few clips from the liberal arts commencement, including some stand-up comedy content from our very own RCBC president, Dr. Michael Ciosi.
How's everybody doing? I can't hear you. So, we have a friendly wager. We're trying to see which group is going to be the loudest. And my money was on this group, so I need you to not disappoint me. This is the third ceremony that we're doing today. My name is Mike Ciosi. I have the distinct pleasure of serving as the president here at Rowan College of Burlington County. And I would like to welcome everyone to RCBC's first ever winter graduation ceremony. First off, welcome to the graduates, faculty members, and distinguished guests, and hello to anybody watching at home or in the Student Success Center. After more than 50 years of strictly holding ceremonies during the springtime, why am I standing here on a cold December Wednesday night? Well, for starters, the class asked for the smartest administrator to speak, but they declined. The class then asked the best looking administrator to speak, but they declined. Then they asked the most popular administrator to speak, but they too declined. When they asked me, I said, I've already declined three times, but you guys sure are persistent. Okay. Next up, we are going to hear from a very impressive baron. Every graduate in this room has persevered through their own obstacles in life. Pamela Zahn had to come back from a very dark combination of addiction and incarceration. While in prison, Pam chose to reclaim her life through sobriety, education, and a quest to help others struggling with addiction. She made a three-pronged plan that she will share with you shortly. We are thrilled that RCBC was a part of that plan, as Pam has been a vital community member as the Human Services Club president and an academic award recipient. Pam's been instrumental in many initiatives to help the community, such as collecting feminine hygiene products for women in need, helping RCBC to be stigma-free, and volunteering with the Friends of the Burlington County Animal Shelter to advocate for animals. All of us encounter challenges in the journey of life. And I'm heartened that Pam will share her story as an example that we can always persevere and head towards a better place. Please welcome President's Award winner, Pamela Zahn.
There you are.
Esteemed faculty, proud parents and family, and most importantly, the resilient graduates before me. Today is a monumentous occasion, a day of celebration, achievement, and new beginnings. As we look to the future, it is only fitting that we reflect on the journey that has brought us here and to consider the path that lies ahead. Life, as we know, is an unpredictable journey with highs and lows, twists and turns. Each one of you has faced your own unique set of challenges, overcome obstacles, and emerge stronger. It is this ability to confront adversity head on that defines your character and sets you apart. My story also includes times of adversity brought on by life's challenges and the consequences of my actions. I suffered from alcoholism and addiction from a very young age. My addiction took me to places I never thought I would go, including prison and institutions. And my addiction also turned me into a person I never thought I would become, a person who was unrecognizable even to my mother who raised me. I remember my mom begging me over and over again for the real Pamela, the Pamela she knew and raised, to come back. My life was so low for a long, long time that I truly believed that Pamela was long gone, never to return. I believed that I did not deserve a better life than the life I was living at that time. I can say that almost each and every day of those long, horrible, sad years of my life, I wanted to die. I no longer had the will or the want or even the love for myself to live anymore. President Cioce wasn't joking when he said RCBC graduates are persistent. I am honored to share my story, but I know it's just one example of the grit inside each one of us. None of us would have succeeded without grit and the hope that we can persevere. I have to hold on to hope. Hope is what keeps us going. The dream for a better future helps us to move forward despite the challenges we face. As we embark on the next chapter of our lives, let's maintain a steadfast sense of hope. Graduates, let's carry with us the lessons learned, the strengths gained, and the hope that fuels our spirits. Congratulations, class of 2023. May your journey be filled with purpose, passion, and unparalleled success.
Thank you for giving it up for Pam. Thank you, Pamela. You are a great example of the promising future for the class of 2023. Congratulations to the members of the class of 2023. Graduates, let us applaud the faculty and staff who have worked tirelessly to prepare the next generation of leaders. All of the family and friends in the audience who have supported you, our graduates, every step of their long journey. And one final round of applause for our graduates. Congratulations on your accomplishment. I told you this was going to be the loudest crew. I told you. I knew it. You guys did not disappoint. You did not disappoint. Thank you.
Did not disappoint indeed, as that liberal arts crowd was fired up. I mean, do you hear them screaming? And then, of course, you know, President Cioce kind of egging them on, cheering them on. But yeah, they were fired up. Also, if you want to hear Pamela's entire presidential award winner speech or watch the entire commencement, which we just kind of heard some clips from, you can go to RCBC's YouTube page and check it out right there. Meanwhile, that fired up crowd would continue that same energy over in the Student Success Center, where family and friends gathered with their recent graduates for some snacks, some selfies, and other celebratory things, which our marketing intern Eli was once again able to catch up with a few more students about their winter commencement experience.
My name's Eli. We just wrapped up the liberal arts ceremony. I'm here with
Koyuki.
How are you feeling post-graduation? And what are your thoughts going through your mind? How are you feeling overall? What's really going on?
I'm blanking out, I'll be honest. I blanked out. Surreal. I blanked out. But it's done. 1 degree's done. I'm just wrapping up my other one.
Do you know what your future is looking like after RCBC? Any plans you have in mind or anything that any goals you look to achieve?
I'm hoping to transfer to Temple University Japan, hopefully, to continue my art degree.
Super, super cool. I love that. Love that. And then if you had to give any advice to your fellow graduates or people who are going to be graduating, who are going to be in your shoes, what advice would you give?
Just go for it. Like, don't keep hugging the walls. You're not going to get anywhere. So just go for it.
My name's Eli. I'm here with
Augustine.
How you feeling post-graduation? What's going through your mind right now? Thoughts, feelings, what's happening?
Dude, I'm feeling really good. I'm just excited to end this chapter of my life and go on to a new chapter, and I'm excited to see the things that are to come.
That's what's up. All right, speaking of new chapters, what's the plan after RCBC? If there's anything that you have lined up already or any goals you're looking to accomplish, what would you say is really next for your future?
So right now I'm planning on actually transferring out to a college down in Virginia Beach in 2.5 weeks, and I'm going to pursue a bachelor's degree in government pre-law, and I'm aiming to get my law degree and go to law school.
That's what's up. And then last but not least, what would you say is a piece of advice that you would give to fellow graduates or people who are going to be graduating soon, who will be in your shoes sooner rather than later?
A piece of advice that I would give to my fellow graduates or to anybody graduating soon, just keep your head on your shoulders, keep persevering through the hard times, and just always achieve your goals and look for a brighter future, because you'll know what's going to come next.
I appreciate that, bro. Thank you so much. Congratulations as well. My name is Eli. I'm here with
Ariani.
Ariani, okay. How are you feeling post-graduation? What thoughts, feelings are going through your head right now? How are you feeling in general?
Well, in the beginning, I was not going to walk. But, associate degree is one more step from my ladder. And every step of your life, you should be celebrating. And now that I'm here celebrating, my heart's pumping. I'm so proud of myself and for my family also that work also with me to be where am I right now. And yes.
I love that. And then what would you say, what obstacles or challenges you faced through RCBC really helped shape where you are now and help take with you life lessons that you take with you not only inside the classroom but outside the classroom as well?
Well, I think be more engaged with school and get to know more the staff that is at school actually helped me a lot, because then you know where to go, you can focus more, and the path is kind of easier when you know where you have to go. And being engaged will help me.
And last but not least, what piece of advice would you give to your fellow graduates or people who are soon to graduate who will be in your shoes sooner rather than later?
Work hard. It's tough in the time. It's tough. Don't socialize as much. But in the end, when they said your name and higher honor, it's amazing. So I feel very comfortable and good that everything I have been done so far was way worth. So work hard is what I can say, but don't take hard on you.
Perfect, perfect. All right, thank you so much. Congratulations.
You're
once
welcome.
Again
thank
as well.
You.
Yep, take care. Hello, my name's Eli. I'm here with
Jamie.
All right, Jamie. So how are you feeling after graduation? What are the thoughts, feelings that are going through your mind right now? How are you feeling overall?
I'm very excited. 6.5 years of working on this, and finally I accomplished it. Single mom of two, and I still manage. So I hope for them it shows that even if they decide to take a couple years off, they're still able to.
Awesome. Now, how would you say like some of the obstacles you faced while here at RCBC or struggles really helped shape where you are now and helped you get to this point and help you really take some life lessons with you as well?
So all my classes were online. I worked a full-time 40-hour job, sometimes 52 hours a week, also while raising them. And honestly, Dr. C and Professor Rizzo were the ones who still managed to find a way to connect with the students, even though we were all virtual.
I love that. Love that. And then last but not least, what piece of advice would you give to your fellow graduates or upcoming graduates, just in general?
Just keep going. Don't give up. It doesn't matter how long it takes for you to get there. Eventually you'll get there and you'll feel so accomplished.
Thanks so much, Jamie. Take care. All right. Congratulations.
Just keep going indeed. It's as simple as that. And thanks again to Eli for speaking with the RCBC students and helping to share their stories and experiences while attending RCBC. And loved hearing Jamie, the single mother of two, working 50 hours a week while also working on her education, which she finally achieved. So being a new dad, I know how tough that can be. And that's with my wife helping out. So bravo to you, Jamie, and everyone else out there who graduated. But with that, our inaugural RCBC winter commencement coverage on the Program Pod has come to an end for this three-part series. I do want to congratulate Pamela Zahn once again for her Presidential Award winner honors and the fantastic speech that she gave. And congrats to all the liberal arts winter commencement graduates. You earned it. You deserved it. You rock. But if you out there, the listener, are interested in learning more about the liberal arts program at RCBC and everything it has to offer, you can check out rcbc.edu. Also, if you've missed any of the previous commencement coverage here or other programs featured on the Program Pod, they're available now at rcbc.edu/program-pod or wherever you get your podcast, as they say. A lot of cool things to check out there, I promise you that. But for now, thanks for listening. This is Jay Varga, and I'll be talking to you soon. Cheers.